Hi, John. How are you?
Good.
It's good. It's Nadine Medina. I got your message.
Yeah, hang on. I'm trying to get...
Okay. Did you need me to call you right back?
No. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can hear you better now.
You
did sound a little far away.
Yeah,
okay.
I was in a tunnel.
Oh, okay. Driving? Hands-free, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay. It's important to be safe.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to talk to you about doing... See, I'm going to be doing two separate businesses. I'm also a realtor.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to be doing drywall and painting. So I don't know, do they do like a multiple account where I have one to be a realtor and one is a drywall painter?
We can. So they're two separate entities, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
actually the same person doing two different businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how that works. So I didn't want to have it on both on the same page, though. I wanted to have them separate.
Like separate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we definitely can. What it would be is actually, it would be, in fact, let me see here. It would actually be like two separate accounts, if that kind of makes sense, because they would be,
yeah.
Do you even have a business name for the realty business?
No, it'll just be John Stanley, realtor.
Okay. Yeah. Now, were you wanting to do it the same as for the drywall business? The same package?
I'm thinking so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what we would do, now let me ask you this, okay? Let me see. Because we would have to PIN verify both businesses. I mean, the address isn't going to show on either one, but would you happen to have an address that you could use to receive a PIN code for the other business?
Yeah, I suppose, well, it would be the realtor manager's office.
Okay.
I'm wondering what if they already have something.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking too. So
what about a PO box?
Okay. So Google will not PIN verify at a PO box. If you have, let's say, maybe, I don't know, do you know anybody that would allow you to it's just so you can get the PIN code, because Google won't PIN verify two businesses at the same address. It'll actually flag it, right?
Yeah,
so,
I do have one. I can use my mother-in-law's address. She's a couple miles away.
That's
so
perfect then.
What I was kind of wanting to get at is there a money break for getting two accounts, or it's just the same across the board?
Well, because it is a discounted rate, it would be the $249 for each. But let me ask you this. On the real estate business, right?
Yeah.
Because you would obviously want a Facebook page with that one, and you haven't created anything for that one, right?
I do. I have a Facebook page for
it. Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
So, because I think you would want the Facebook ads to run for that one, too.
Well, I tell you what. Right now, I still have to get my realtor's license. I have it in Illinois, but I'm getting in the process of transferring.
Oh, nice.
So why
okay.
don't we just go ahead and just do the...
Let's do the drywall one first
and get it up and going. Yeah,
yes.
We can work on that.
And then we can work on the other one when you're ready. Yeah, we can definitely
That'd
do that.
Great.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so John, I have your last name as Stanley, right? S-T-A-N-L-E-Y.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then the phone number that should be showing for the business, and this is the best number for us to contact you on, is the 815-970-3905, correct?
Yes, that is it for right now. but I'm going to add a landline as soon as they install it on the 18th.
Okay.
So I would want the business number and then cell number under it.
Okay. Perfect. Now,
but
on
for now,
Google,
we can use the cell number to get started.
Right. Now, the only thing is on Google, they only allow one primary phone number. Wherever
okay.
else that we list the business where it's applicable to have two phone numbers, then we can add two phone numbers. That's not a problem.
That's fine.
Okay?
That's fine. I'll just have the landline number then.
Okay. Yeah, and just let us know so that way we can update it. So the number that for now is going to be the 815-970-3905, right, for now?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm taking a look here. You've never PIN verified the business on Google, right?
I have before. Yeah.
You have? Okay. Let me see if I can pull it up. Bear with me. I don't know why my computer is like totally slower than molasses this today.
Yeah.
I'm all at like vacation mode or what's going on? Because I don't have a vacation coming up for a long time. Okay. Let's see. Do you remember how long ago you did that?
Oh, it's been a couple of years at least.
A couple of years?
Three, maybe four. Yeah.
Okay, do you ever recall seeing it?
Seeing it? Yeah.
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 How long ago?
Drywall and home improvements.
Yeah, how long ago do you remember seeing that? Oh, wait a minute. I think I found it. I know I saw the pub one, but the one that I'm looking for, I see your Yelp. Where's your Google one? How long ago did you see it?
Oh, it's been, I don't know, probably 4 years ago since I verified it.
Yeah, and usually it's still, I mean, they don't ever disappear unless, let me see. Was it at your current address?
No. Earlville, Illinois was my last.
Okay.
I just moved
maybe
here
that's
2 years
why.
Ago.
Okay. So because what we're going to have to do then is repin you because you're in a whole different location. Okay. That's why I wasn't finding it. Okay.
Yeah.
And the address, I do show that there's an address. It's 9647 County Highway H as in Henry. And that's Stanley, Wisconsin, 54768. Is that the address you want the PIN code sent to?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll make sure that the address is hidden. I'm assuming that's a home office, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the company name should read as Stanley Drywall, the and symbol, Home Improvements. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Yes. All right. And then, John, the card that you're using today for the payment, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's, look here. It's my name.
Your name? Okay. Is it just John Stanley, or is there like a middle
John
initial?
John R. R.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
4892.
Uh-huh.
9200-1947-6870.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4892-9200-1947-6870, correct?
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
This is 02 of 23.
02 of 23. And the CVV code on the back, please?
192.
192. Okay, so before I process your payment, John, I will walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. And the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. What it will do is also be an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, please do me a favor and just stop me, say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll rephrase it before I will review it and then rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Before I do that, I'm also sending you right now two text messages. The first text message coming through is going to have the number to our customer service. John, anytime that you have a change, an update, a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. And then the other text message that I sent over, it's going to have a link to a YouTube video that is about 6 minutes long. Please make sure to watch the video when you have some time. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and view your reports, okay, how you're going to track your results with us. So make sure that you watch that as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then the billing address is the same as the address where we're having the PIN code sent to, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and turn on the recording, John, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Stanley Drywall and Home Improvement.
Please state your name and title within the business.
John Stanley, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, do keep in mind, John, that you might get a call from another company trying to sell you another type of product, right? They are not related to our company. We will never call you to ask you for more money. So just be aware, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
And what this means, I still like to explain it, is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call so that we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is... I'm sorry, I skipped a part. Now, we did the in-hiring, so your payment, my apologies, for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is going to be the 12th of July, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249, okay? This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be charged on August 12th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, when the term is completed, your agreement will just automatically renew each month on the 12th day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time or suspend it by contacting client support, which is the customer service number that I sent you. That number is 877-635-6225. And then when you hear the prompt, you're going to press number 8. Okay?
Okay.
To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm going to do now, John, is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'll be processing the payment. So in the next minute or so, you're going to be receiving your invoice, your receipt, to both your email as well as in a text message. So we send it to both. I do want to set up your client interview. I want to set this up at a time that is convenient for you. The client interview, what will happen is we'll block out an hour, and it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details, right?
Yeah.
But in the client interview, they're going to be talking to you about the Facebook ads. I mean, they're going to go over everything way more in detail. Okay. This is where I like to say that the magic is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So how does your schedule look, John, for tomorrow?
None.
I was trying to see what we had. I was trying to see what we had for today, but we are like completely booked solid.
Yeah, I won't be able to do anything until middle of next week, like Tuesday.
For the client interview?
Something up for Tuesday?
That's kind of going out really far. I like to try to get that. You don't have any availability. Let me just kind of tell you the times that we're here and see if anything works for you. The earliest we can do, I have, like, for tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, the earliest times would be 9 to 10 o'clock your time. The latest times for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would actually be 5 to 6. Either one of those times works for you?
I could maybe do something Thursday afternoon.
Okay. Do you want me to put you for 5 to 6? Would that work?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, so we're going to shoot for Thursday, 5 to 6. I just want to try to get you through that as quickly as possible, because the sooner we get you through that, the faster we're moving, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm doing is I'm going to be setting up a calendar invite for you. You'll be receiving an email with your calendar invite. They're going to call you on Thursday between 5 and 6 o'clock, and they will call you from an 877 number. You will also receive a reminder an hour before your client interview. It'll be a reminder to let you know that it's coming up, okay? And they will call you, John, a couple of times before they reschedule it, but if you could please try to at least keep that so we can get you through it quickly. Okay.
Okay.
And then let me send that to you. And then we're going to just go over a couple of notes. They're basic notes for the technician, just so they know where to start from. Right. So it's a pretty quick process for you, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
So let me send that. Now, as far as like your services, I mean, I know obviously is drywall, but what other services do you want me to notate on here so I can ensure they go over all those keywords and phrases with you?
Basic framing.
Uh-huh.
Drywall hang, tape, and paint.
Uh-huh.
Trim and handyman service.
And trim and handyman service. Paint as in like painting contract or anything like that?
Interior. Only interior work.
Only interior. Okay.
Interior, yeah. I like to put interior specialist.
Okay. Actually. Oh, let me put that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just for residential?
No, I do some commercial work as well.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And then I know you have pictures of the...
like small
commercial?
Small to medium-sized jobs for all of it. Small to medium.
Okay.
We're not a big company.
And then I know you have pictures of the work that you've done. What about a company logo? Because I saw them on your Facebook page, by the way.
Yeah, I have the Stanley. It's like an eclipse. And it's a
okay.
Stanley. I would have
so
to get that.
So I will notate that you have that. Now, when your Facebook ads, the Facebook ads, you could target as far as 50 miles. Do you want to go that far, or how far do you want to target? And you can always change it at any time during the time that you're with us. It doesn't cost you more when you make changes.
Yeah, I like to go about 35 miles.
35? Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, when it comes to your method of contact, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, and emails? Do you prefer phone and text? What's your preference?
Text.
Text? Okay.
Yeah, that's the easiest.
And then it's not a requirement. I just ask so I don't miss anything. Are you licensed and insured in the process? Not required where you are?
Insurance, but we're not required to be licensed for that.
Okay.
Stuff that I do.
All right. And then what are your hours of operation?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Saturdays, 9 to 1.
Good hours.
Mhm.
So this way you don't like have the whole weekend go by.
I still do estimates and quotes outside those hours.
Okay. Now, the next thing I'm looking at here, forms of payments that you accept: cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal. What types of payments?
It'd be cash, check, and Zelle.
Okay. And then we also give you an option. It is included if you'd like. It doesn't cost you more. But we do give you an option of having a call tracking number. The advantage to having a call tracking number is that they don't actually see your actual phone number listed there. They'll see a tracking number, and when they call it, it does ring to your phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it
yeah.
It comes with an app that you can download so that you can see your phone calls, and you can also track your messages. There's also where you could even block calls, right? Spam calls that might come in. Are you interested in having a tracking number or keeping it with your phone number listed?
I've used the tracking number before. And so they still dial my number, but it goes to the tracking number. Is that right?
Yeah, like just to give you an example, right? Let's say the number showed on wherever we're promoting you, the tracking number is going to show a number. And I'm just making it up, right? 877-635-6225, right? When they click on that number, it's your phone that's going to ring. Right? So it's kind of linked to your phone number, but they're not seeing your actual 815 number. Does that kind of make sense?
What number are they seeing?
It would be a tracking number that they would generate.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to want to do is once this landline is hooked up next week, I want to forward my calls from that landline to my cell number when I'm not available.
Okay.
So I don't know if
the
tracking number is going to affect that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. So I'll just put no for now.
Okay.
And then if at any time you decide, you know what, I feel like I want it, I'm going to put no just for now. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then if you could take a look at either your text messages, I know you got several of them, or take a look at your emails, I need you to find the receipt, and it'll say initial invoice. It'll start off by saying, "Dear John R. Stanley, thank you for choosing Local Splash." I believe you'll see one that says welcome. It should be the one right after that.
Okay. Here's welcome. If you have any questions, feel free to call.
It's the one after that.
Local Splash, please click on the link to see
yes,
a video.
And not
click
that
on
one.
That.
It's not that one. It'll say, it's gonna say, dear, it'll start off by saying, thank you for choosing Local Splash, a copy of your initial invoice. Okay. So, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Click on that. And now it's gonna take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. You see that there?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So what you're going to do on that same page, scroll all the way down to the very bottom. It's going to have a box there for you to type in your name, right? But before that box for the signature, there's another box right above it to the left, and it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and that all the information is accurate and correct. You see that there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to click on that box. By clicking on that box, John, you're saying that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay. And then where it's asking for your signature, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads. John R. Stanley. Don't put a period after the R. Just exactly as it is there. You don't need to put the date because it is already populated. And then what you're going to do is you're going to click on confirm signature. Okay. When you do that, the next thing you should see is it's asking you for a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Okay. I got it.
Beautiful. So first off, I always like to remind everybody to save your receipts for your tax purposes. Marketing is a write-off. And where it's asking you for the username and password now, this is where you would go in to track your results with us. This is where you see all your listings, the keywords that you're listed for, how many clicks you received, where they performed the location of the search, how many phone calls you got from new customers. So this is where you're going to track your success with us, okay? This is why I want you to watch the video, because it's going to show you how you log in there. We don't have the username or password yet. You will receive an email from us with this link, a username and a password, within 5 to 7 days. You're going to receive that email, okay?
All right.
All right, and the password, you can update it to a password of your choice, because we'll just send you like one that we generate. Now, just as a reminder for the timeline, okay, your client interview is going to be set. It's actually set for Thursday, which is the 14th. They are going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock from an 877 number. So please make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And we'll get you that reminder sent over an hour before your client interview. Now, within 6 to 10 days, be on the lookout that you're going to be receiving a PIN code in the mail from Google. It'll look like a postcard, if you remember, and it'll have Google at the top of it. Once you get the PIN code, the technician will go over this with you. We need that PIN code as soon as possible, okay?
Yeah.
And then within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the directories, and we'll email you your login credentials to start going in and tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be completed, and we're going to send it to you to review it first before we have it go live in case you have any changes, okay? And then your Facebook ads will also be up and running within 7 to 14 days, okay? Now, in the terms and conditions, it is stated that your placement on Google, it can happen there on the first page within 30 to 45 days. Again, John, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. I have seen it at times where it has happened sooner. So as soon as you get that PIN code, I urge you to call us, or the technician will also tell you you can text it as well. They'll provide you all of that. I urge you to get us that PIN code as soon as possible. But in the meantime, we're getting you listed on the directories and with the Facebook ads up and running, because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls, right, as quickly as possible.
Okay.
And you will be receiving notifications throughout the time letting you know when you're live in the Facebook ads, the directories, when you're live on the first page of Google. So we will keep you in the loop, okay, as these things are being processed, okay?
Okay.
I want to be the first, John, to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. You have yourself a wonderful day, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.